No matter how you look at it right now, our country is in the midst of a terrible struggle. Wealth inequality in the U.S. by 2014 was at its most extreme point since just before the start of the Great Depression in 1929. Now in 2016, even the 1% are being left behind by the 0.01%. In 2010, the top 5% of the wealthiest households had approximately 72% of the financial worth in our country, while the bottom 80% had 5% of the wealth, and it's gotten worse since then. The Center for American Progress reported in September of 2014 that the trends in rising inequality are striking when measured by actual wealth. Among the top 20% of families by net worth, average worth increased by 120% between 83 and 2010, while the middle 20% saw their wealth increase by about 13%, and the bottom fifth of families all of a sudden saw their debt exceed their assets. Homeowners on the bottom one-fourth of wealth lost an astounding 94% of their wealth between 07 and 10. Racial inequality isn't much better. Here in the Milwaukee area, over 50% of black men in their 30s have been or are in jail, highest rate in the nation. 75% to 85% of those jailed are for nonviolent drug-related offenses. We apparently didn't end slavery up here in Milwaukee. We just call it something different now. And, of course, there's a presidential election coming up, and at times I'm not sure if I should be spending my time writing sermons or saying forget it and building a bunker under the church stocked with food in case America becomes great again and we all need to hide for the next 8 years or so. And in the midst of all this, we have a holiday that some people treat as nothing more than a Hallmark moment. Send Mom some flowers, get her a chrysanthemum, get her a box of candy, even take her to lunch. Maybe spend the afternoon reminiscing a bit about all the great times you had as a kid, all the goofy stuff you did. It's a lovely sentimental holiday, Mother's Day. And I've been thinking about Mother's Day a lot, especially over the last month or so, as our local cluster of UU churches began working with the Coalition for Justice, and especially with Maria Hamilton, the mother of Dontre Hamilton. Dontre was killed in Milwaukee's Red Arrow Park on April 30th of 2014 by Officer Christopher Manny. Dontre was shot 14 times. And his mom could be vengeful. She could be. I would understand it. I would understand it if she was calling for riots and violence in her son's name. But the thing is, she's not. Maria Hamilton is being the mom that she always was. She's being there for her son, even after he's gone, in ways that would have modeled for Dontre the concepts of strength and dignity and grace, even in the face of the absolute worst. She's calling for peace. She's calling for all people to matter, for all lives to matter, for black lives to matter, for all mothers' sons to matter. And Julia Ward Howe, the author of our first reading, would have loved her. I think they would have had an instant bond. Julia Ward Howe said, "Arise, all women who have hearts." No matter what your baptism is, it doesn't matter if you're Christian or not Christian. And say, we will not have the great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands will not come to us reeking with carnage for us to hug them and applaud what they've done on a battlefield. Our sons won't be taken from us to unlearn everything we've been able to teach them about charity and mercy and patience. We, the women of this country, the mothers of these sons and these daughters and these children, will care too much about those of another country to allow our sons, our children, to get trained to hurt your children. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with ours, and it says, put it down. Put down the guns. Put down the violence. Disarm. Disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. People matter. Lives matter. Mother's Day started out as that call to peace. It started as the plea of every person who has ever loved a child. Let there be a world where my child can be safe. Let there be a world where my child doesn't get told to kill your child. Let there be a world where they can't even learn that. Don't make my child hurt others. Let me be a mother of courage so that my child doesn't become a memory in ashes and dust. This is so far beyond being a Lifetime original movie Hallmark glurge moment. Many moms, many dads who are also serving as moms would do the same for any of their children. Biological, adoptive, it doesn't matter. They would give their life for their children. For those moms of any gender who love their kids to the moon and back, who got it right and get it wrong and always do it with love, even when they screw it up, we remember and we salute you today. Maybe you baked the best cookies or told the best jokes. Maybe you always knew how to make sure the money stretched just far enough. Maybe you knew when to be there for a crying teenager or a scared young adult. And maybe you just were and are flat out awesome as a parent in every possible way. Happy Mother's Day. But not all of us had that mom. Admittedly, not all of us had the mom who would have called for peace, even though they would have died for us. Some of us never met our mothers. Some of them died or went away when we were born or soon after. Some of them ran away. Some of them wanted to come back and just couldn't. Some of them didn't want to come back. Some of us were raised by amazing stepmothers, by girlfriends and grandmas and nanas who never got to get called mommy. Some of us grew up with an auntie or a foster mother or a big sister or brother just doing the best they could. Some of us had nobody, but maybe a favorite teacher or a librarian or the lady down the street. And some of us are that auntie or that girlfriend or that lady down the street. Mother's Day is for you too. For all the mothers who are not called mother. For all the mothers who gave a child up for adoption. For all the mothers of children born still and the moms who lost their only child and don't know what to call themselves these days. You count too. Happy Mother's Day. For some people, this day is an amazing chance to honor whatever incredible person filled the mothering role in their life. But for others, the day isn't so good. Reverend Dr. Becky Edmonston Lang writes, if your relationship with your mother was not loving, if it was fraught with abuse or neglect, if she abandoned you as a child, or if she just failed you miserably, Mother's Day can strike you as a painful charade. Or if you lost your mom at an early age, or if you are still actively grieving a beloved mother's recent death, Mother's Day can be so sad. The feelings and associations evoked by the word mother are not the same for everyone, and it isn't always celebratory. And for those who are mothers themselves, how you're feeling about your children or the state of your life in general can color your experience. How many of you have ever thought, at least the baby didn't die? I may have screwed it all up today, but we made it. We made it another day. I know when I had three teenage boys in the house, there were a lot of times I thought, at least I didn't kill them today. There were some days it was very close. For all of you that are hurting, this day is also yours. May we hold you and support you and love you. May we love the you that was birthed into being. May we honor that. And it's a delicate task to hold in tension all of these pieces that make up one day. A political call to work for peace. A celebration of those who mothered us well, no matter who they were. A recognition of those of us who have lost or never had such mothering. And research on the subject makes it even more challenging, if not horrific. See, I went looking for resources for today, and I regretted it rapidly. I was absolutely aghast at how many I found that basically said it was or should be my entire purpose in life to gestate small humans so that they could tell me they loved me and hand me macaroni necklaces and grubby handmade cards on the second Sunday in May. My entire role as a female-bodied individual. And I'm sure you've all seen these. The word for mother is love. God couldn't be everywhere, so he made mothers. Mothers are our guardian angels. There's actually a hideous one out there on Godvine called Mother's Maintenance Manual, as if we are all Ford pickups. And I'm going to quote from this thing. Many of us take better care of our cars than we do our mothers, and we only expect our cars to last 5 or 6 years. Maybe we need a maintenance manual for mothers so we know how to take care of them at least as well as we do our automobiles. A mother's engine is one of the most dependable kinds you can find. She can reach top speed at a single cry from a child. But regular breaks are needed. Mothers need a hot bath and a nap every 100 miles, a babysitter and a night out every 1,000, and a live-in babysitter with 1 week vacation every 10,000 miles. Mother's battery should be recharged regularly. Handmade items, notes, unexpected hugs and kisses, frequent I love yous do just fine for this. When a mother's carburetor floods, it should be treated immediately with Kleenex. She uses her brakes to slow down often and comes to a full stop occasionally. A squeaking sound indicates a need for rest. Most mothers run indefinitely on coffee, leftovers, and salads, but an occasional dinner will really add to her efficiency. Mothers run best when their bodies are properly maintained. Regular exercise should be encouraged and provided for as necessary. A change in hairdo or makeup are helpful. If you notice the chassis begins to sag, immediately start her a program of walking, jogging, and swimming. Mothers need regular tune-ups. Compliments are the best and cheapest way to keep her effective. And if these instructions are followed consistently, this fantastic creation and gift from God that we call mother should last a lifetime and give good service to those who need her most. Let me let you in on a little secret. Mothers aren't angels, guardian or fallen. They're people. And that makes everything they manage to do so much more incredible. So for every mom who has been thrown up on for 3 straight days of the flu by 2 children under the age of 4, we pray. For every mom who has worked extra shifts, went back to school, took a job she hated, gave up a job she loved, all for the love of a child, we pray. For every mom who did her best, whatever that means, we pray. For every mom who got it absolutely perfect, but her kids had problems anyway and there was nothing she could do, we pray. For every mom who sat through the measles and the mumps and the chicken pox through parent-teacher nights and boxwood derbies, we pray. For those who prayed for peace, and for those who prayed because they could find no peace, we pray. For all the ones who got it wrong, for all the ones who got it right, we pray. For all of the mothers and all of the others who loved us into being and who we loved into being, we pray. Happy Mother's Day. Amen.